Committee on Revenue for the Oregon House of Representatives for February 23rd, 2007 will come to order. Thank you. I just want to talk just very briefly about our session today. We're going to hold a public hearing on House Bill 2196. First, we will have a very short public hearing on House Bill 2592. We will do bill introduction, and they're in front of you, so you might want to take a look at those as we go. The two bills that we held earlier, based on an objection, the objection's been withdrawn, and so we'll be working those today. So we have a significant agenda, but it doesn't necessarily have to take all afternoon. And so, therefore, we will open a public hearing on House Bill 2196. Mazin?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2196 deals with the Boxing and Wrestling Commission. And what it does, it modifies the tax that is imposed on the gross ticket sales from these boxing and wrestling events. Basically attempts to allow the commission to set the those rates by rule rather than 6% set as is today in the statute, to give it a range from 1% to 10%. The one thing about those tax rates, Mr. Chair, is in the last few years that we have looked at them, they came at different numbers. As you see in the draft SMS that you have and draft revenue impact, the amounts varied from $830,000 in one fiscal year to about $5,000 in the fiscal year 2002, to as high as $123,000 in the previous fiscal year. Now, there are many times where you have, in my opinion, some fees or some taxes disguised as fees. But probably this one is the other way around. You have a fee that is actually named a tax. And then I asked Legislative Council about the issue, whether the legislative body would be giving away some, if you will,
no.
Sure.
I'll pass.
Oh, no, we're giving you tights instead.
That's a knockout.
She is.
Okay, things are out of control now. Just because it's
Friday
doesn't mean you get to do this. Mazin, would you continue?
She deserves every bit of it,
Mr. Chair, I've talked to Legislative Council about the issue of, because you're basically will be delegating to an executive branch agency, the tax-setting authority, if you will. And here comes the policy question, is whether that is permissible in the sense to do it or not. And the response that I was advised by is basically the ceiling established makes it allowable for that path of the authority setting by rule to be okay.
Chair?
Representative Butler.
Thank you. Two questions from Mazin. Number one, will this require a three-fifths vote?
Well, Mr. Chair, that's one of the things I asked Legislative Council, and I don't think it's by itself is because it's not raising the tax per se, but it is setting the authority in it, and it's a
to do so.
Right.
Okay. Second question then, because the amounts have been so variable, from a low of $5,000 to a high of nearly $1 million. Does this bill have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means? I'm sure somewhere in Ways and Means they see the Boxing Commission and plan this issue through, so this may just be the substantive bill to allow the authority, and then they...
Well, Representative, what I'd like to do is hear from the people who are here to talk on the bill today, and then we'll take up those questions. An additional question that I have is whether this is really a tax, because I don't think it is. I think it's really a fee. I think it's been misnamed, and I think that it doesn't require a three-fifths vote. because what it is a fee that's imposed in order to provide police protection for and security at matches. So this doesn't look like a tax to me.
By definition.
By definition, that's right. Can we hear, please, from Brady Darcy and Len Hannon, who are signed up to be heard on this bill, and we'll get you guys in and out, and then we'll deal with our esoterica.
Mr. Chair, don't you have a bill that you could ring around one or something?
Mazin has left his computer in the office today.
I'll bring it in the second round.
Gentlemen, I'll let you decide who goes first.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members for the committee and record, my name is Len Hannon. I live at 2929 Wallace Road in West Salem. I am here today representing the Boxing Wrestling Commission as a commission member. I was appointed to this group. I guess what goes around comes around. In about 1981, the legislature created the Boxing Wrestling Commission. The Senate passed the bill 29-1. I was the one lone over. And now I'm here as part of the commission. At that time, it was treated as a tax, and it was a bill that was created to regulate all boxing and wrestling in the state of Oregon, which at the time was involved in illegal drugs and other substances that needed to have regulation on them, and the use of steroids as well. And the legislation created a tax that was subsequently charged to even boxing and wrestling events televised in the state of Oregon. And the legislation's net effect is it closed down boxing and wrestling in the state of Oregon because no one would come here to pay a fee. Years later, the legislature chose to deal with the issue of regulation of boxing and wrestling, and they put on some reasonable rules and regulations, of which I now support, because it's reopened the door to the boxing and wrestling professions here in Oregon. But what it also did that we didn't have the foresight at the time was it created tough man matches, cage bouts, ultimate fighting championships, and all these other events that the legislature didn't have any forethought that this would be in existence. What this bill does, it allows the Boxing and Wrestling Commission by administrative rule to set the fee for the gate receipts to be used to regulate the boxing and wrestling tough man matches, cage fights, ultimate fighting championships. There's other legislation in the Legislative Assembly, it's in the form of a Senate bill, that would expand our name authority from Boxing and Wrestling Commission to sporting activities. And so this bill is, the representative from Ontario asked the question about the net effects of the budget. This bill is going to be contingent upon our budget being adopted. And so actually we need this proviso to ensure that we have adequate resources to fund our budget, because this is a other funds limitation. It's not general funds, and it's not federal funds or other funds. It's totally other fund revenue. And if the committee sees fit, quite frankly, I'm in agreement with the staff. It probably should have never been called a tax, but it was called a tax years ago, and it's never been changed. And it's something that possibly needs to be reconsidered and establish it as an entertainment fee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hannon. We appreciate that. Mr. Darcy.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brad Darcy. I also live here in Salem, 917 Eisenhower Drive Northwest. I currently serve as the executive director of the Boxing Commission, and it's my privilege to be speaking today in support of House Bill 2196. The role of the Oregon Boxing and Wrestling Commission is to protect the public and the participants involved in regulated ring sport events. Traditional ring sports include boxing and wrestling shows. Regulatory activities of the commission include the enforcement of health and safety standards for the conduct of competitive events. In recent years, we've seen the addition of a whole new ring sport promotion commonly known as mixed martial arts. Mixed martial arts is also referred to as ultimate fighting or cage fighting. Mixed martial arts is a sport that combines elements of different fighting styles, including boxing, kickboxing, and grappling. Mixed martial arts has exploded in popularity. Fight fans in Oregon have particularly embraced this new sport. The addition of mixed martial arts has elevated commission activity to an unprecedented level. The commission began licensing promoters of mixed martial arts in 2004. In 2004, three promoters conducted 18 mixed martial arts shows. In 2005, six promoters conducted 31 mixed martial arts shows. And last year in 2006, nine promoters conducted 72 mixed martial arts shows throughout the state. To date, mixed martial arts shows have been conducted in Portland, Gresham, Salem, Albany, Corvallis, Eugene, Roseburg, Medford, Grants Pass, Klamath Falls, Bend, Redmond, Prineville, Pendleton, John Day, Coos Bay, and the Dalles. House Bill 2196 is part of our strategy in dealing with the increase in activity. The Commission's also supporting a companion bill, like the Senator mentioned, that will make our controlling statutes reflect the type and scope of activity we now oversee. Currently, the Commission has the authority to regulate professional mixed martial arts promotions and bouts. Our statutes do not provide the authority of the Commission to regulate promotions that promote strictly amateur competitions. Of the 72 mixed martial arts shows conducted in 2006, 19 of those promotions were within the scope of the Commission's current regulatory authority. The promoters of amateur shows are able to promote these amateur fight shows without regulation in place. The Commission's goal is to acquire the authority to provide regulatory oversight to these fight shows. The effect of that additional responsibility will be to more than triple our current workload. The funding for the Commission is solely supported by a 6% gross receipts tax. The purpose of the tax is to cover the costs of operating the Commission. That cost is absorbed through this tax by the promotions being regulated. The effect of House Bill 2196 will be to grant the Commission the authority to adjust the rate of taxation by administrative rule to provide the needed funds to cover our costs of operation. The current rate of taxation is 6% against the gross receipts of any live event. The bill would grant the Commission the authority to move that rate between 1 and 10%. Affected stakeholders will be provided the public comment process that would be prompted by any proposed change to this rate. It's the Commission's hope that House Bill 2196 will give us the latitude to adjust the funding circumstances and maintain an effective regulatory framework within which active promoters can remain viable. I thank the committee and would be willing to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Questions? Start at the end. Representative Broome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure I understand. So toward the bottom of your first page of testimony, you say that of the 72 events that happened in 2006, 19 of those fell within your regulatory authority now, 63 did not. So those 63 events, mixed martial arts events, they were not taxed. I mean, it was zero taxation. Am I understanding that correctly? Or?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Braun, they actually are taxed. All the shows are currently being taxed at that rate.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And a follow-up question, if I may?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just verify, all funds that all these tax revenues, and I understand that maybe that's not the best word for this, but that's the current word, all of these tax revenues are going solely to support the operations of the Boxing and Wrestling Commission? It's not going to the larger state police operating fund?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Braun, that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, let
by,
me...
By
let
statute,
make,
is that... I mean,
well, let me make one statement. There was a period of time that the Legislative Fiscal Office recommended, and the Ways and Means did so, but they took money out of this boxing and wrestling fund for commission for children and families.
Correct.
I don't know if they still do that.
I apologize. Mr. Chairman, Representative Brund, yes, there is actually within the statutes for when we receive revenues greater than our operating budget, there's a percentage that does go to a children's trust fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Hannon, Mr. Dressy, thanks for being here. I don't know anything about this industry, so a sort of naive question. I would imagine that there's some length of time from the beginning or the conception of one of these events and promoting it and so on to it actually occurring, looking at the rate at which it has expanded. How, can you say something about how you would look at establishing the rate going forward? Are you looking just at history and you're going to predict how many events would occur in the future? How that might work, please.
Go ahead. Basically, what we're trying to do is establish the rate, I guess, on an ongoing basis to reflect and collect at a rate that covers our operating expenses. Maybe I don't know if that's oversimplifying. If that answers your question, is that,
Mr. Chairman, if I can, what it would do is allow the Boxing Wrestling Commission to raise the proper revenue, and then go back to the Ways and Means Committee and say we have this resource available. How much are you willing to give to us to regulate this activity in the state of Oregon? So the final authority, Mr. Chairman and Representative, is vested with the legislature.
One quick follow-up, then, if that's okay.
Yes, Representative Reed.
Maybe if you could say something about how the methodology by which you'll establish the rate. You have, if the bill passes, you'd have this range, and how would you select, and when might you change it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, it would be contingent upon our budget being adopted. We would have to raise the proper revenue to fit within the budgetary constraints placed upon our commission by the legislature.
And again, then you're going to make a prediction about what number of events will occur within the state in order to figure out what the rate would be?
Correct.
Okay.
Great. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Welcome, constituents.
Thank
glad
you.
You're here. I just thought I'd so treat them well. I do have a question. And it's a follow-up on what Representative Bruhn asked, which is, of the 72 mixed martial arts show conducted, 19 of these promotions were within the scope of the Commission's current regulatory authority, but all of them had to pay the taxes, whether they were within the scope or not?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Berger, that's correct.
So what does it mean to be within, I mean, if you're paying the tax, what does it mean to be that you're in the scope or outside the scope?
The difference, Mr. Chairman, Representative Berger, the promoters of the all amateur shows are required to be licensed and pay their tax. That's the primary requirement for doing that. But the scope, the conduct of those shows is not within our authority to regulate.
Got it.
The professional shows are. So if you've, the professional shows are regulated in a way comparable to a professional boxing match.
Mr. Chairman, as an example, Representative, there was a case down in Medford where a 14-year-old female was fighting a 18-year-old male. Ooh. And needless to say, it was hospitalized with very severe physical threats to her being based upon the beating that was given inside this ring. Over in John Day, there was a case where a young man went into an amateur event, was actually injured, broke his neck, and was life-flighted to Boise. He had to stand all the hospital bills, There was no coverage of care, so it fell under the care of indigent care. These are the type of extreme situations, but unfortunately they're occurring in Oregon today.
Mr. Chair. Yeah, and I just wanted to comment that I understand what the senator is talking about. I have a son who was a wrestler in high school, and he had a number of friends right out of high school who thought they were invincible and went into this sport. And it's pretty brutal without regulation or oversight by the sport. I understand fully what you're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you. Further questions?
One more.
Yes, sir.
I get just a little bit of a sense that part of doing this is for some revenue smoothing too. And I just a quick question. I'm looking at the measure report for this health bill, and it talks about in fiscal year 2006 that the tax averaged $830,000, although only a few years earlier it was $5,000. I'm assuming that $5,000 you can't you are falling well short. How were you at the $830,000? Because that seems like it was a fairly high year, if I'm not mistaken. And I realize these things don't have a real even, you know, there's not an even amount of performances every year. One year you get 72, another year you might get 12, so.
Right. That number, I'm sorry, the number was 800 for the biennium, or?
It says the fiscal year 2006, so I'm thinking that's an annual, at least based on what it says here in the legislative.
The few years prior to fiscal years 2006.
And the three fiscal years. Okay, well,
so the average was, and I'm sorry, there's an extra zero there. It's like 83,000.
Ah.
Oh, 83,000.
Okay, yeah, that makes the difference.
Well, that's a entirely different story, isn't it?
It's
I withdraw my
question. Well, we publish the summary, I assume, with the correct number.
Oh, yes, this is a preliminary.
Yes.
No wonder we're all having
fun. No wonder we're all. Yes.
Okay, that's
we thought we solved our budget problem.
Okay. Approaching $1 million.
Oh,
that put me in the ring, right?
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
All right, thank you.
So good.
Thank you very much for getting that corrected for the committee. Are there other questions for this panel?
Yes.
Gentlemen, thank you very much
for
coming. And isn't it interesting, Senator, how the twists and turns of life move us from one side of the table to the other?
It certainly does, and I thought I'd never be in this kind of predicament. But I'm here, and I enjoy it, and I look forward to working with the legislature and adopting this legislation.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Is there anyone else who is here to be heard on House Bill 2196? If not, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 2196. We are opening a public hearing on House Bill 2592. Let me just say before Mazen gives us the summary. Did I miss something?
She was thinking I'm giving you back the zeros.
Oh, I like the zeros, yes. We'd like the zeros. On House Bill 2592, we had requests from the sponsors of the measure that we actually consider it later. There is a similar bill in the Senate, which is coming up, and we had originally expected that we were going to have a fairly extensive hearing today, but as it is, we do not. We do have one person signed up for the hearing today. Unfortunately, I'm having trouble reading the name. Is it Munizo?
Jack Monroe.
Do you want to be heard today, or shall we put this off until we actually?
It's really episodic.
Thank you. We'll put it off. In that case, I think we'll.
That's another one of my constituents whose name you just butchered.
Well, I'll pass it over, Representative, and you see if you can decipher.
That looks like Jack Monroe to me.
All right. All right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And I would say that there is another, amongst the concepts that are being presented today, there is another concept which will be introduced by this committee, which deals with taxation on real estate transfers. So I just note that this is a subject which will be coming from one direction and then another.
We'll be approaching this in a number of different ways, and what I think we're going to do at this point is wait till the rest of the bills are accumulated, until the sponsors of the measure are prepared, and until we understand what's happening in the Senate on a similar bill. So unless there's objection to it, I'm going to close the public hearing for now on House Bill 2592 in hopes that we'll get back to it later. Let's do that. It is 1:30. Let's go to our work session on House Bill 2236. Is this Mary's? Yeah. Sorry, if I'd thought about it, we'd have done the other first. Mary, would you give us a summary of this bill, and then we'll discuss it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair.
And I did say work session, didn't I?
Yes.
I did. Thank you.
Tip bill.
House, work session on House Bill 2236. That's what I meant. Yeah, go ahead.
House Bill 2236 will allow the counties to pay contested property tax refunds prior to conclusion of a property tax appeal. It provides collection for additional taxes or payment of additional refunds upon resolution of the property tax appeal processes. The Department of Revenue previously discussed how this would really enable the refund to be paid in an appeal that might take several years, and so it really helps the counties who would otherwise have to hold these monies in reserves.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, we had an excellent hearing on this particular legislation. Actually, there's been meetings held back in January as well as February 6th. I note that the Legislative Revenue Office has updated the staff measure summary, and there have been, according to my records, no one that has testified in opposition to this, but it actually does provide an opportunity for local government to gives them another one of the tools in their tool chest to be able to reduce the cost of local government. Therefore, I would move House Bill 2236 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Butler moves House Bill 2236 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there, before we have discussion, let me just note that my recollection is that we did have a concern raised on the bill from the lawyer for a large industry. In communication with my office, we heard from Associated Oregon Industries that concern was withdrawn and that they were no longer concerned about the bill. So I think that takes care of the objections. As far as I'm concerned, it's ready to move today. Is there further discussion? If not, please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Representative Gelser is excused. She's ill today.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
And Chair Bonner.
A chair votes aye. Is there any reason why this bill should not go on the consent calendar? Without objection, we'll put the bill on the consent calendar and close the work session on House Bill 2236. Thank you. The next work session is on House Bill 2229. We'll open that work session. Mary?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The intent of this House bill is to reduce the interest that is paid on a property tax refund to an amount equal to the portion of the refund that is not attributable to inaccurate reporting made by the taxpayer.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, what this bill had the effect of doing was to keep folks honest as they're reporting and making sure that they can't invest in additional tax dollars at an interest rate which is kind of usurious, back paid by the local governments. It's a bill that has been worked up in the interim by some folks. Again, I don't have in my notes that there was anyone that testified in opposition to this. If there were folks that gave opposition testimony in some other format, I don't have knowledge of it. That being the case, I am moving House Bill 2229 to the floor with a due pass motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Butler moves House Bill 2229 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Aye.
Representative Green.
Aye.
Representative Butler.
Aye.
Representative Gelser.
Gelser is excused.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Chair
votes aye. The bill passes unanimously and will be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I ask again if there's any reason why this bill should not be put on the consent calendar. Hearing no objection, the bill goes on the consent calendar, and we close the public hearing or the work session on House Bill 2229. We open a work session on bill introductions. And I guess we go back to Mazin. Thank you. We have a number of bill introductions today. They're coming in thick and fast, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have some more for Monday.
Mr. Chair, we have altogether about nine of those LCs to for your consideration. LC 153, it establishes a fee on gross receipts for on vehicle rentals and appropriates this for the state police. LC, do you want to go through them all, Mr. Chair?
I think so, yes.
Okay. LC 2153 creates an exemption for natural gas pipelines extension projects, and legislative concept 2156 modifies the provisions for the counties to levy specific property tax on public roads. And legislative concept 2619, it deals with modifying the corporate income and excise tax kicker with the percentage of the corporate income tax. And legislative concept 2620 modifies personal income kicker to be claimed as the same way as a credit rather than as a refund. This is the same way it is treated in the corporate side. And legislative concept 2887 talks about the how the general fund revenue forecast would be adjusted if the requirements does so. And again, legislative concept 2933 puts a procedure for the school districts to obtain voter approval for the sales tax and option income tax and other taxes. That's in separate and in addition to not considered against the property tax limitations in Measure 5. Legislative concept 2995 imposes the real estate transfer tax, and that is a transfer tax primarily to mimic the same tax that Washington County puts on title fees of the property basically being transferred. Legislative concept 2998 imposes tax on casino gaming gross receipts that if the Constitution allows. And the legislative concept 3018 is a process by which the the measures, voter measures, are sent to the ballots and distinct from the process that is the sending of referrals from the legislature to voters.
Very good.
Question, staff, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Butler.
Mazin, just quickly, then looking at the surplus refunds and the surplus revenues relative to the timing of the returning of the kicker and the calculation there, those don't require any constitutional change because the kicker is just being re-identified, and particularly with regard to the individual kicker, being re-identified as to when it's being returned and how it's being returned, as opposed to the as opposed to a check.
To that kicker concept itself, that's correct.
Second question, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
I'm questioning on the penultimate LC number 9 there, LC number 2998, why that would require a three-fifths majority. Presently, we do not have any operating casinos, for-profit, individually operated, corporate-operated casinos in the state of Oregon. If you place a tax on something that isn't here, why does that require a three-fifths majority vote?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Butler, the I think it's the concept of levying or establishing a new tax.
Even though no one would pay it, it doesn't affect anyone under the Oregon law at this time.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
If it was an existing tax and you're changing that tax and the amount is probably negligible, that would probably not require three-fifths majority. Mm-hmm. But because it's an establishment of a brand new tax that have not existed before, that's the way I understand why it needs to...
Well, and a comment on that answer, that the fact that the Legislative Council errs on the error of caution, on the, error, on the side of caution, I think, when it enters these three-fifths notes on bills. I suspect that Representative Butler is actually right, because this really isn't a bill to raise revenue. It's a
no.
It's a bill to prevent something from happening that we'd rather not have happen. So it's a little different, I think, than the typical revenue bill. Representative Reed, did you have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move, if it's appropriate, that all of these LCs, 153, 2153, 2156, 2619, 2620, 2887, 2933, 2995, 2998, and 3018 be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you. Representative Reed moves that LC 153, LC 2153, LC 2156, LC 2619, LC 2620, LC 2620, LC 2887, LC 2933, LC 2995, LC 2998, and LC 3018 be introduced as committee bills. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, it is so ordered. Have we run out of business for the day?
Oh, please.
We've exhausted our agenda.
With that, we'll close the work session. And, committee, you get an hour and 5 minutes of extra time today.
God bless you.
We are adjourned.